We're learning Yeshaya, Perek Lamed Zayin. In Perek Lamed Vov, we learn that we're now learning the story of Sanherib's downfall outside Yerushalayim, what actually happened. It's been referred to numerous times, and we had previous prophecies that Yeshaya said, but now is the actual story of what happened. In Perek Lamed Vov, we mentioned Sanherib came to Yerushalayim. He was camped with his army, it said in Pasuk Beis, in Lachish. And he sent Rav Shoke, who was a Jew, who was a Yisrael Mumer, he sent Rav Shoke from where he was based in Lachish, right near Yerushalayim. And Rav Shoke went to Yerushalayim, and he spoke in Yehudis, in the language that everybody understood, and he told them that they don't have a chance to fight against the king of the mighty king Sanherib. No nation was able to save themselves from him. Who are they putting their bitachon on? They can't rely on Mitzrayim. Mitzrayim is like that reed that splinters, and the one who puts his weight on it just hurts himself. They can't put their hope in Hashem because Chizkio removed all of the bamos. He only left one temple. Well, everyone has to come to Yerushalayim, which of course is what's supposed to be done. But he told the people that Hashem won't help Chizkio either. After all, Hashem didn't help the other cities in Yehuda. Everything's been captured. And it was known that there had been a nevuah that Sanherib would come and capture the land. If they stay in the siege, they're not going to have anything to eat or drink. They'll have their own excrement. If they surrender, Sanherib will take them to a land, some other country that's as nice as the land that they're in. They'll have what to eat. They didn't answer anything. And the previous Perek Lamed Vov concluded that the three messengers of Chizkio who had gone to hear what Rav Shoke had to say, they came back ruei begodim with torn clothing, because this is chiruf v'giduf, this is a blasphemy and an insult to Hashem to even make a comparison that the idols couldn't save their land. How can HaKadosh Baruch Hu save Yerushalayim? To hear such words, they tore their clothing. Perek Lamed Zayin. Vayhi kishmoa HaMelech Chizkio. It was when the king Chizkio heard these words. Vayikra es begodov. He tore his clothing. Vayiskas basok, and he covered himself in sackcloth. Vayovo beis Hashem, and he came to the beis HaMikdash. He had heard the chiruf, he heard the blasphemy. So vayikra es begodov. He tore his clothing. The Gemara says in Moed Katan on Daf Chavav, if somebody hears the chiruf, he has to directly from the one blaspheming, he tears his clothing. And when the Edom, the people, would come to Bezdin and report, when a person hears the report, a Shomea Miti Shomea, he hears what people heard, he also tears his clothing. Chizkio didn't hear the words of Rav Shoke, but he heard what people said Rav Shoke said. And even just hearing that, Vayikra es begodov, he tore his clothing. Vayiskas basok, and he covered himself in sackcloth, because now is the time of suffering. Klal Yisrael's reached the breaking point. They have the tremendous army of Sanherib. They're taunting. The threat is imminent. And he put on rough sackcloth, which is abrasive. It hurts. It's uncomfortable to show a display of the suffering, the mental and emotional anguish is displayed physically by putting on the sackcloth. Vayovo beis Hashem, and then Chizkio came to the beis Hamikdash to daven. Vayishlach es El Yokim Asher al Abayis. He sent El Yokim, that was the one in charge of the royal household, charge of the palace. Ve'ishevno ha-sofer, and he sent Shevno the scribe. Vezikne HaKohanim, and the elder Kohanim, Niskasim Basakim, and they all put on sackcloth, El Yishayo ben Amoz HaNovi. And Chizkiyo sent these messengers to the Novi Yishayo. Vayomru Elov. And the messenger said to Yishayo, Ko Amar Chizkiyo, so says Chizkiyo, Yom Tzoro, it's a day of distress, V'sochecha, in rebuke, Una'otza, in a day of angering, of day of sacrilege, Hayom Hazeh, today. It's first of all, a lot of the Mefarshim, that this story, as we've mentioned, is also recounted in Divrei Hayomin, in Chronicles, and it's also in Malachim. The Mefarshim on Yeshaya don't deal with it as much in depth. The Malbim discusses the story here, and basically we'll follow the approach of the Malbim. The Malbim says, back in Perek Yud, we had a Nevuah at that time about the downfall of Sancheiriv. And over there in Perek Yud, it mentioned that there are two different ways, there are two inyonim, there are two ways that Sancheiriv will deserve to have a downfall. The first way is if he's Macharif and Megadef Hashem. Over there in Perek Yud, beginning with Pasuk Ches, all the way through Pasuk Chof, the Psukim said, it began, Hoy Asher Shevet Api. Asher is just like a stick. Api of Hashem's anger. Hashem has an anger, he wants to bring punishment. Those nations that deserve a punishment, Sancheiriv is being used by Hashem as a Shevet, as a stick, but it's not his own power. It's only Api. It's Hashem's anger is being vented, is being Hashem is bringing the punishment through Ashur. Umatehu biyodam zami. And my zam, my anger, is like a stick in his hand. But it's only what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. He doesn't have any power of his own. B'goy chonif ha-shalchenu, I'll send him against those nations that deserve to be punished. And then the Novi continues, v'hu lochein yidameh. Sancheiriv's not going to think that he's a messenger from Hashem. But he's going to say that, like all the nations I've conquered, Karkamish, Kalno, Arpad, Hamas, he conquers all these countries. Kasher Asisi l'Shomron v'Leli Leho, like I did to Shomron, which was the land of the 10 tribes, Keneseh l'Yerushalayim, v'Latzabeh, I'll do to Yerushalayim. And Sancheiriv's going to believe that it's all his power. But as the Novi says, when Hashem finishes doing what he wants to do in Har Tzion, and the mission is finished, and Sancheiriv has done whatever he's finished, Sancheiriv has finished serving the role that Hashem intends for him, Efgod al pri godol levav melech Ashur. Then the king of Ashur will be punished for his haughtiness. He's not doing this because that's the will of Hashem. He's doing this because of his own haughtiness and pride and blasphemy toward Hashem. Ki Omar, because he said, this is all in Perek Yud, Pasuk Yud Gimel now, B'choach Yodi Yosisi, he said, I did it with the power of my hand, Uvechachmosi kinuvunosi, with my wisdom, I'm so wise, V'osir gvulo samim, and I removed the boundaries from the nations. And the Novi continues in Pasuk Tesvav, Ha'ispor ha'garzan alachosev bo, did he ever find that an axe takes pride over the one who's swinging it? Akash Baruch is just using Sancheiriv like an axe to cut down the nations. How is Sancheiriv speaking so haughtily toward Hashem? And Lochein Yishalach Ha'adon Hashem Tzvokos B'mishman of Rozon, his fat soldiers, his big army, will now be decimated. That's one way that Sancheiriv will deserve a punishment. The second way is, if when Sancheiriv reaches to Tzion, and Klal Yisrael suffered. And it's they feel the darkness of the night, and there's no hope. And at that point, the Yeshua will come. That's over there in Perek Yud, beginning from Pasuk Chof Dalid till the end of the Perek. It says, L'chein ko'amar Hashem Elokim Tzvokos, Hashem says, Al tira ami, don't be afraid, my nation, Yoshev Tzion that lives in Tzion, don't be afraid, Me'ashur, from Ashur. He might hit you and strike you, but Od Ma'at Mizar, just a little bit longer, V'chol Azam, that anger of Sancheir will be ended. And then Va'api, my wrath will be diverted, will be turned al tavlisam, to their destruction, their words of Va'api al tavlisam. The tavlisam is the giduf, the chiruf and giduf, the blasphemy. I'll direct my anger to punish them. His yoke will be removed from your shoulder. His load, his burden will be off of your shoulder. His yoke will be removed from your neck. So there Yeshaya mentions that when Klal Yisrael suffered, finally Hashem will remove that burden, the yoke of Sancheiriv, and Sancheiriv will be punished. Chizkiyo now sends a message to Yeshayo. It's time. Ko Amar Chizkiyo, so says Chizkiyo, back in Perek Lamed Zayin, Pasuk Gimel. Yom Tzara, it's a day of distress. We've already reached the point where Klal Yisrael suffered, where they're under siege, they're already feeling the lack of food and water, and they feel that the words of Sancheiriv are going to happen, that if they don't surrender, they're doomed to starvation. They'll be destroyed. It's a day of distress. V'sochecha, and it's a day of rebuke, but tochecha is when you prove something. You rebuke, you point out where the person is doing wrong and what exactly the fault is. There's a tochecha una'otza, and there's the chiruf v'giduf, the blasphemy, the sacrilege, hayom hazeh, today. Sancheiriv has the na'otza, these words of blasphemy toward Hashem. But not only did he say, Hashem can't do anything and I'm able to do whatever he wants, and he said his words, but he brought a tochecha. He brought a proof to it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Sancheiriv pointed out, where's... We just had in the previous parak Pasuk Yutes, Ayei Elohei Chamos v'Arpad, where's the gods of Chamos and Arpad and the god of Tzfarvoyim? Nobody saved Shomron from me. Shomron was the Jewish, it was the area of the 10 tribes. Nobody saved Shomron from me. So he's saying he's omnipotent. He can do whatever he wants, and he's bringing proof. He's saying, take a look at my record. I'm not just talking, but I can back it up. It's a day of tzara, of distress. V'tochecha, and he's proving una'otza, his blasphemy. He's got proofs to it. He's showing what he's accomplished. Hayom hazeh, today. So HaKadosh Baruch, we have everything here. Sancheiriv's shown all of his pride and his haughtiness and his arrogance to the extent that he's actually Chiruf v'gituf, and he's bringing proofs, and he's so convincing, and it seems like he's able to do it. And it's the Yom Tzara, it's the day that Klal Yisrael is suffering. Kivo bonim ad mashber. And we know that the Yeshua is right here, right at hand. But it's like the children came ad mashber. They've come to the point of giving birth. The babies have entered the birth canal. Kivo bonim ad mashber. The babies have come to the point of being born. V'koach ayin l'leida. And sometimes after a long labor, the mother has no strength anymore. There's no strength to give that final push. As the Malbim says, they don't have the koach l'leida. They don't have the mitzvahs and the maisim toivim, which would be the koach. And they don't have the physical strength, the koach anushi, the gevura and the chayil. they don't have the tzedakah ma'asim tovim, they don't, whatever's needed, physically, ruchnius, they don't have it anymore. They've reached the point and we need the Yeshua. But there's one hope. Ula Yishma Hashem. Perhaps Hashem will hear. Ula Yishma Hashem Elokecha. Hashem, your Elohim, will hear Estivei Rav Shoke. The words of Rav Shoke. Even if we don't have the Zechusim, we're not able to give that little bit more to bring the Yeshua. But that Chiruf and Giduf, the words of Rav Shoke. Perhaps Hashem will hear the words of Rav Shoke. Asher Shlochu Melech Ashur, that the king of Ashur sent him, Adonov, and he's being sent by his master. So these are as if Sancheiriv would have said these words. He's being sent by Melech Ashur Adonov, L'choref Elokim Chai, to blaspheme the living Hashem. V'ochiach b'devarim, and he brought proof with words, Asher Shoma Hashem Elokecha, that Hashem Elokecha heard. Hashem, your God, heard. The words have been heard, and he brought a proof, Ochiach Badevarim. Now these words, we'll see later on, it did begin with the words of Sancheiriv. In Pasuk Lamed Vav, Rav Shoke began, and he said, Ko Omar HaMelech HaGadol Melech Ashur, so says the great king of Ashur. And he continues, and he says, in his second message to the people, he said, Shimos Divrei HaMelech HaGadol Melech Ashur, hear the words of the king of Ashur. But the message of the king of Ashur was, at the beginning, you can't place your bitachon on Mitzrayim, because they won't help you. You can't put your bitachon on Hashem, because Chizkiyo removed the bamos. And then he said afterwards, don't let Chizkiyo assure you that he'll save you, because don't listen to him. If you surrender, you'll get a land as good as yours. What he says afterwards was the words of Rav Shoke. We'll see later on. It was not actually the words of Sancheiriv yet, the way the Malbim explains. But it's the way Rav Shoke, once he was speaking, he threw in his own feelings, which was obviously the sentiments of Sancheiriv. But at this point, Chizkiyo sends a message to Yeshayo. Hashem heard the words of Rav Shoke. Perhaps he will have heard these words to act on it. And these are the words, Asher Shlochu Melech Ashur Adonov. He was sent by the king of Ashur, his master, L'chorif Elokim Choy, to be Macharif Hashem, V'ochiach B'devorim, and again he brought a proof. Where are all the other Avodah Zarahs? How did they couldn't save their land? Asher Shama Hashem Elokecha, which Hashem heard. V'nososa Sefila, and therefore you, Yeshayo Anovi, you should raise your prayers. Davin, Bad Hasheris Hanim Sa'a, for the remnant that's still found. 10 tribes are gone. The land of Yehud has been destroyed, all the other fortified cities. That we just have Yerushalayim. For the She'eris Hanimtsa, the remnant that still found, daven for them. Vayivo Avde HaMelech Chizkiyo El Yeshayo. The servants of the king Chizkiyo came to Yeshayo. Vayomer Aleihem Yeshayo. And Yeshayo said to them, Kosomrun El Adoneichem, so you should say to your master. This is the response that Yeshayo is sending to Chizkiyo. Ko Amar Hashem, so says Hashem, Al Tiro Mipnei HaDevarim Asher Shomata, do not be afraid of the words that you heard. Asher Gidfu Nari Melech Asher Osi, that the attendants, the Naorim, the lads of the king of Asher were Macharef, and they blasphemed me. Meaning as the Malbim learns, it's the Naorim who said these words. Rav Shoke said these words, but actually at this point, Sancheiriv hasn't yet said the words of blasphemy. Rav Shoke is the one talking, and he's the one who put in these words. But don't be afraid of those words. Those words are not going to come true that he'll conquer Yerushalayim. Asher Gidfu Nari Melech Asher, they said a Giduf, Osi. to me. It's not to Klal Yisrael. They're not just disgracing Klal Yisrael. They're disgracing Hashem. And therefore, Leman Shmi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like we daven, Asei Leman Shemecha, do for your name. Even if Klal Yisrael doesn't deserve it. But somebody who speaks against Klal Yisrael, who hurts Klal Yisrael, who works against Klal Yisrael, is attacking Hashem. And therefore, I heard Asher Gifu Nari Melech Ashur Osi. They were Macharif me. Hineni Nosei Bo Ruach. Hineni. Behold, see, it's a Chiddush. This is something unusual. Hineni Nosei Bo Ruach. I'm going to put a spirit into Sancheiriv. Vishama Shmua. And he's going to hear a report. Vishaval Artso. And he'll return to his land. V'hipaltiv b'cherev ba'artzo, and he will fall by the sword in his land. The truth is, falling by the sword is going to happen later. There's actually going to be two steps now. Sancheiriv has his army in front of Yerushalayim. He's going to hear a report. There are going to be rumors that the king from Kush, Tirhoka, Melech Kush, is going to come to attack. Now, when he hears the report, it hasn't happened yet. It's a rumor. And he could have even just sent a few of his soldiers to deal with that. He had such a tremendous army, he didn't have to leave Yerushalayim. But there's a chiddush here. Hineni, behold, see what's going to happen. Hineni nosein bo ruach. I'm going to give a rotzon, there's going to be a desire to Sancheiriv. Now, the word Shema can mean two things. It can mean to hear in the physical sense. It can mean to understand. Vishama Shemua, the word that Shoresh Shema is repeated twice. He will hear a hearing. Vishama Shemua. I mean, there's going to be a Shemua. There's going to be a report. There's going to be news. There's going to be rumors. There's going to be a Shemua. Vishama Shemua. He's going to understand it. He's going to accept this rumor. Vishaval Artso. And this is going to be a tremendous chiddush that hineni nosein bo ruach is going to be a God-given desire that's almost not going to make sense, that he traveled the whole way. We even had earlier in Yerushalayim and in Yeshaya how he went from one country to another, he raced from one city to another to get to Yerushalayim, Od Hayom Vinov Lamod, back in Perek Yud. He went from one place to another, Ayos and Migron and Michmas and Mabar and Geva. He went from one city to another, racing to get to Yerushalayim, and he's there with all of his army. That was actually when he came back the second time. That was actually when he returned. But you see the effort that he placed into coming to Yerushalayim, and he's here now with his whole army. He hears a report, and he turns back. V'shoma Shmua v'shoval Artso, he's going to return to his land with the whole army. He's going to leave Yerushalayim. What's going to happen is, he's going to conquer a few more countries. He's going to conquer Kush, he's going to conquer Mitzrayim. He's going to come back with more spoils and more booty. And then he'll be destroyed, the army will be destroyed in Yerushalayim, and all the wealth will be free for the taking. And then, so there's a time lapse here. But right now he's going to leave, he's going, V'shama Shmua, he's going to hear the report. He'll return to his land. And after the army is destroyed, he'll return to his land, v'yipalti v'cherev ba'artzo. And eventually, Sancheiriv himself will go back to his country, and he'll be killed. He went back, he escaped with his sons. Very few people escaped, and his sons ended up killing him. So don't be afraid. Al tir mipnei advarim. Don't be afraid of these words that you heard. Asher gidfu nari melech Ashur osi. That they blasphemed me. Because Ashur will get this, Sancheiriv will get this ruach, this spirit, and he'll turn back. Vayoshev Rav Shoke. So this was the message that Yeshayo Anovi sent back to Chizkiyo. At this time, Vayoshev Rav Shoke. So Rav Shoke was the person who had been saying, been mouthing all of these blasphemies. He was the one sent by Sancheiriv. Rav Shoke returned. Vayimsas Melech Ashur Nilcham al Livna. And he found the king of Ashur was fighting with a place, Livna. Kishoma, he had heard Kinosa Milochish. Originally, when Rav Shoke came and he was saying these words to Yerushalayim, in Perek Lamed Vov, Pasuk Beis, it said, Vayishlach Melech Ashur es Rav Shoke Milochish Yerushalayim. The king of Ashur had been in Lochish, and he sent Rav Shoke ahead with these blasphemies and threats. Now Rav Shoke returned, and he found the Melech Ashur had left Lachish and was fighting with a place, Livna. Vayishman, he heard, and the king of and Sancheiriv heard, Al Tirhoka Melech Kush, about Tirhoka, the king of Kush, Lamor, saying, Yotzo li lochim itoch, that he went out to fight with you. Meaning, there was no even attack yet. Tirhoka didn't do anything. There were reports that he had left his land, and his motive, he was Yotze, he went out Lilochim, he talked to fight with you. So it wasn't even a clear report. He had heard such a thing that Tirhoka went out to fight. Vayishma. But he accepted that. He believed it. He understood it. Vayishlach Malochim El Chizkio Lamor. So he sent messengers to Chizkio. He's now going to leave with his army. If it planned to come back as a surprise attack, it wouldn't make sense to warn Chizkio he's coming back. That gives Chizkio additional time to prepare for war. But here he's going to tell Chizkio, I'm coming back. Because he's offering Chizkio that chance. If Chizkio wants, he can surrender. And he told Chizkio, Kosomer no Chizkio Melech Yehuda. So you should say to Chizkio Melech Yehuda. And we'll see in a moment, he put his words into Sepharim. He sent scrolls. We'll see in Pasuk Yudalid. There was actually, this message was written out, but accompanying the Sepharim, he gave them a short verbal message. And he said, Kosomer no Chizkio Melech Yehuda. So you should say to Chizkio Melech Yehuda, Lamor saying, Al Yashiach Elokecha, your Elohim shouldn't persuade you. Yashiach is to persuade you that the danger is not imminent, and nothing will happen, you'll be safe, you'll be secure. Don't let Hashem assure you that you're safe. Asher ato boteach bo, the Elokecha that you trust in, Lamor saying, Lo sino saying Yerushalayim biad Melech Ashur, that Yerushalayim will not be given into the hand of the king of Ashur. To Chizkio, he's not going to mention, after all, you removed his bamos, you removed all those idols, you removed the altars. He wouldn't say that to Chizkio, because Chizkio knew the truth that that was what he was supposed to do. And he had obviously publicized that this is what Hashem wants. Once you have a Mizbeach in Yerushalayim, we have the Beis HaMikdash, you're not allowed to have these altars. But when he spoke to the people, he let this rumor persist that perhaps Chizkio was wrong for what he did. But to Chizkio, he leaves that out. He just says, don't put your trust in Hashem, saying Yerushalayim will not be given over to the enemy. Because hine, Ata shamata, behold, you've certainly heard. Asher osu malchei Ashur l'chol ha'aratzos, what the kings of Ashur have done to all the lands. L'hacharimam, to destroy them. V'ata tinotzel, do you believe that you are better than everyone else? Everyone else was destroyed. And you're going to be saved. Haitzilu osam Elohei Hagoyim. Did all the gods of the nations rescue those Asher Ishchisu Avosai, those that my fathers have destroyed? Es Gozon ves Choron. These places, Gozon and Choron, Veretzef Uvnei Eden, Asher Bislasor. All of these places the people of Eden that were in a place called Slasar. All of these nations were conquered by my ancestors, by my fathers. Do you think that you're going to be safe? I am Melech Hamos, Melech Arpod. Where is the king of Hamos and the king of Arpod, Melech Liyir Sfarvoyim, and the king of the city Sfarvoyim? Hena v'iva. They've all been Hena, they've been moved. V'iva, and the boundaries have been made crooked. What Sancheiriv did was, he took the people from one country, and he deposited them in another. And he moved the people from one land to another. But what he also did was he broke down the boundaries of the country, like reconfigured the whole map, like you had in Europe a few times, you know, certain lands were this country, that country. Things were redrawn, but in a what Sancheiriv did was, not only are people no longer living in their own place, and they feel like displaced refugees, but the original country doesn't even exist. The boundaries have been totally reconfigured. Hena, he moved the people, v'iva, and he made everything crooked, he destroyed the boundaries. And therefore people feel totally uprooted and they don't have the courage to fight. They're not fighting for their own land, they're not in their own land. Nobody could stand up to Sancheiriv. And that was his message. As we said, he didn't mention the fact that Chizkiyahu removed the bamos, because Chizkiyahu knows that that's what he did was correct. But if everyone's been given over to the hands of Ashur, do you believe you're different? Vayika Chizkiyo es ha-sfarim. Chizkiyo took those sfarim. It was written, this message that they delivered was also put into writing. He took those scrolls, miyad ha-malochim, from the messengers. Vayikra eyu, and he read it. And now he saw that the chiruf came from the king himself. Rav Shoke had elaborated and spoken, but he took the sfarim and he read them, Vayal Beis Hashem, and he went to the Beis Hamikdash to daven. Vayifraseyu Chizkiyo lifnei Hashem, and Chizkiyo spread out those sfarim before Hashem. But now he knew that the nevuah was going to come true, because Sancheiriv had actually said the giduf. In other words, before it was Rav Shoke talking, he didn't know, did Sancheiriv actually say it? And now he had the evidence. He had the scrolls that were sent from Sancheiriv, and he knew that the nevuah would come true. And he vayispalo Chizkiyo el Hashem leimor, and Chizkiyo davened to Hashem, saying, Hashem Tzvokos, Hashem Tzvokos, Tzava is an army that's controlled. It's controlled by the general. Every battalion, every company, everyone works in harmony following the commander. Hashem Tzvokos means Hashem controls everything. The whole world works under the control of Hashem. What's El Yoinim and Tachtoinim, everything above and below, it's all Hashem Tzvokos. Elokei Yisrael. And also, Hashem is the Elokei Yisrael. That it's known, the one, the Elohim, the one that worships you as the God, is Elokei Yisrael. HaKal Yisrael is the one that serves you. Yoshev HaKruvim. And your dwell, your Hashkochot, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who rests on the Kruvim in the Beis HaMikdash, your Shechin is here. Atahu Elokim Levadcha. You are the Elokim alone. L'chol mam l'chos ha'aretz, for all the kingdoms of the earth. Sancheiriv said, where's the Avodah Zaros? Where's the Elohei Hamas and Elohei Arpad and all of these Avodah Zaros? That's all nonsense. Ato Elokim levadcha. You, Hashem, are the Elokim alone. L'chol mam l'chos ha'aretz, to all the nations of the earth. There is no other power. Ato sisos ha'shamayim ves ha'aretz. You made the shamayim v'aretz. And therefore, the Avodah Zarahs and the other countries and everyone was captured, but that's not relevant at all. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're the Elokei Yisrael, your Hashkoch is here, and you're the Kol Yochol, you control everything. So what's the difference? What happened with all those other nations and Avodah Zarahs? Hate Hashem Oznecho Shema. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kav Yochol, tilt your ear. Now just listen in. Hearken, listen. Ushma, and hear. Pakach Hashem Einecho Re'ei. Open Hashem, Kaviyachal, open your eyes and see. There's two things. There's the verbal Chiruf Agiduf that was said. It was said by the Rav Shoke. It was said now by these by the messengers. Right before Sancheiriv turned back, he sent messengers to Chizkio, once again saying, you've heard what all these other idols couldn't save their country. You've heard the Chiruf Agiduf. And look at these scrolls. They put it in writing. Pakach Hashem Yirecho Re'ei. Take a look at what they're saying. Take a look at what they're writing. Ushman here is called Divrei Sancheiriv. And hear the words of Sancheiriv. Asher Sholach that he sent L'chorif Elokim Choy to be Macharif, to blasphemy the living, the Elokim Choy, the living Hashem. Omnom Hashem. It's true. It's true, Hashem. If somebody who's, you know, it's a person, the Ramban makes this point at the end of Parshas Bo. If somebody gets up and he says to Hashem, prove that you're Hashem. So Hashem's not going, why should I? Hashem doesn't have to prove himself to anybody who just says, you know, he wants to see a miracle. Hashem, I'll believe if you show me a miracle. Okay, Hashem doesn't have to show you a miracle. That's not, Hashem doesn't have to prove himself. And the Ramban makes the point of saying that's why Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim is such an ikker, such a fundamental point in Yiddishkeit. Because there was one time in history where Hashem did nisim just to show his greatness. In general, usually a nes is done more bitzina. It's done more privately. Even have by Elisha. He told the woman she'd had no food, nothing in the house, and the creditors were coming to take away her children. And he said, go into the house and close the door. And you have a little bit of oil in the jug, keep on pouring, and the oil won't stop, and you'll be able to fill up all of the vessels. But it was done privately. You close the door, and then he has that little bit of oil, and it keeps on filling. Even the Ramban explains, Noach made a teva. There's no way a teva like that could hold every single species on earth. You're bringing two, a zachar and a keva, from everything. With enough food to last for a year, it's not possible to fit them in any boat, no matter how big it is. So Hashem, for that effort, could have made a flying carpet or something. There's no point in making a teva. This teva took 120 years. It was a monumental project, and it was tremendous. It was 30 amas high. That's like a 4, 5, 6 story building, and it was 300 amas long. It was tremendous. So why do you have to make such a big teva? But he made such a big teva because to minimize the nes. It happened to have been a miracle. There's no way any boat could fit everything. But it didn't look so miraculous. If it's 600 feet long, the Shalosh Meos Amo Orech, a length of 300 Amos, it was a tremendous, tremendous boat. So it didn't look like such an obvious miracle. By Yetzias Mitzrayim, Hashem made it an obvious miracle. That was an example in history where HaKadosh Baruch Hu just did it to show His greatness, not to minimize, but to maximize, to show V'yidatem ki ani Hashem, to show an open miracle. Now Chizkiyo says as follows, if a nobody would come and he would say to Hashem, oh, I can do anything, I'm the greatest. So Hashem doesn't have to prove. Why should Hashem go and prove? Hashem, that's the whole idea. We have the Yetzias Mitzrayim, we know the truth, and we have to review and chazer over these miracles because Hashem is not going to repeat it in every generation. But now Chizkiyo says, Sancheiriv though, there's a reason why you should show a miracle by Sancheiriv. Because Omnom, it's true. Omnom Hashem, indeed, Hashem. Hechrivu Malchei Asher es kol ha'aretzos. The kings of Asher destroyed all of the lands. He's not just like somebody talking that's a nobody and has done nothing. But there's a reason why, Hashem, now you should show your greatness. Because there's a tremendous misconception. What he's saying seems to have a basis. It's not just like a person gets up and he says whatever he wants. As the Malbim says, "Im hoya macharif ish acher, lo hoya royu losum leiv al zos." If the macharif would be somebody else, ignore it. It wouldn't be worthy of Hashem to pay attention. The person will get his suffering in Gehenim. Hashem doesn't have to punish everyone right here. But indeed, Hashem, echrivu malchi Yashua's kol haratzos. They really destroyed all of the lands. Ve'es artzom in their lands. Meaning they destroyed the main cities, and ve'es artzom, the lands that went around them. In other words, the whole countries with everything, all of their surrounding areas. V'noson es Eloheihem bo'esh. And Sancheirav went and he took their idols and he burned them in fire to show that they have no power. It's all him. But kilo Elohim heima. They have no power. They're not really a force. He might see they Adam. What are those other idols? They're man-made things. Eights for heaven, stone, wood and stone. Vayabdum. So obviously he went ahead, Vayabdum, and he destroyed it. But Va'ata Hashem Elokeinu. But now, that's all. He destroyed them because they're Avodah Zarah. They have no power, no force at all. Va'ata Hashem Elokeinu. But now, Hashem Elokeinu, you're our Elokim. Hoshienu miyodo. Save us from his hand. Because if you don't save us, he's going to say, Chas v'shalom, he overcame Hashem. V'yedu kol mamlechos ha'aretz. And not only is it going to stop his chiruf and giduf, but the kiddush Hashem, v'yedu kol mamlechos ha'aretz, all the kingdoms of the earth will know, ki ata Hashem levadecha, that you are Hashem alone. That's the tefillah that Chizkiyo davens. He goes into the Beis HaMikdash, and this is the tefillah of Chizkiyo. Vayishlach Yishayo ben Amotz el Chizkiyo leimor. Yishayo ben Amotz sends a message to Chizkiyo saying, Ko Amar Hashem Elokei Yisrael. So says Hashem Elokei Yisrael. Asher hispalalto Eli. What you daven to me, because you daven to me. And as the Malbim says, there's a stress on Eloi. You daven to me. Your main tefillah was Bavur Kavoyd Shemi. You didn't daven, what are the people going to eat? You know, the people are starving in the city. What happens if they're all killed? Your tefillah is about the Kavoyd Shemi. Asher Yispalalto Eloi, you daven to me. Concerning me. El Sancheiriv Melech Ashur. About Sancheiriv Melech Ashur. Because of that, Zeh Hadavar Asher Diber Hashem Olav. This is the word that Hashem has spoken about Sancheiriv. The word is as follows. Bozalacha. She scorns you. Lo Agolacha. She mocks you. The Besulas Bas Tzion. The maiden daughter of Tzion. Acharecha Rosh Heinia. She shakes her head at you. The Bas Yerushalayim, the daughter of Yerushalayim, referring to the people of Yerushalayim. The word boza, bozalacha, and loagalacha, laag, loeg is to show they scorn you, bozalacha, they scorn you because you have no power at all. Lo'agolacha, and they mock you. The Besulas Bas Tzion. Besulas Bas Tzion is referring to the fact that Tzion had never been conquered. From the time that David HaMelech conquered Tzion, and Tzion was like a fortress that's protected. So it's called the Besulas Bas Tzion, like the maiden daughter who was never married, was never under anyone else's control. She never lived, she never had a man, she never lived with anyone else, she's independent. She's the Besulas Bas Tzion. And they were never under anyone else's control. Bozalacha. They scorn you. Lo Agolacha. and she mocks at you, the Basulas Bas Tzion, Acharecha Rosh Heimiyo, and she shakes her head, the Bas Yerushalayim. In other words, they can be confident in Yerushalayim that Sancheiriv is going to be destroyed. Esmichei Rafta, who are you being Mecharef? Who are you blaspheming? Who are you disgracing? V'gidafta, and you're saying these words of Giduf. You're speaking about Hashem. And not only that, it's one thing if a person says Chiruf V'giduf, which is terrible, and he says it privately. That's a terrible, terrible Aveira. You have two Edom come and they say they heard Chiruf V'giduf, the person's Chayav Misa. That's even if it's done privately. But V'almi HaRimosa Kol, but you, Sancheiriv, raised your voice. You made a public, loud declaration that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is no better than all of those idols. You raised your voice. And not only that, not only were you Mecharif, Megadif, and you raised your voice, Vatisa Moro Meinecha, you didn't say it just as Chiruf and Giduf about Klal Yisrael, but Vatisa Moro Meinecha, you raised your eyes above El Kadosh Yisrael, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who is the Holy One of Klal Yisrael. And if you speak words like that, in a way like that, the Basulas Bas Tzion scorns you, despises you, laughs at it, there's no way Sancheiriv is going to have a chance. After saying these words, B'yad Avodecha, through your servants, Cheirafto Hashem, you are Mecharif Hashem, Vatomer, and you said, Barov Richbi, with my numerous chariots, Ani Olisi, I've gone up Merom Horim, to the uppermost, the highest mountains, Yarkasei Levanon, the edge of the forest. As the Malbim says, he describes it, Tzir, that Ki Hashem Saviv Lemishkano, Yakifu Horim Gedolim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has Yerushalayim, his resting place. And around his resting place, he made many mountains. Yerushalayim Harim Savivlo. There's mountains all around. Valeim Yar Gadol. And there's it's a forested area. Me'arozim u'beroshim. With all the best trees, the cypress, the cedars. And Sancheiriv is describing how he's like pushed his way through the forest. He's conquered all those mountains. He's going higher and higher to Yerushalayim. And that's what he says. Barov Richbi, with my numerous chariots, Ani Olisi, I've gone up, Merom Horim, to the uppermost mountains, Yarkasei Levanon, and I've got to the edge of the forest, the Levanon, the Echros Komas Arozov, and I cut those tall cedars, Mivchar Baroshov, the choicest cypresses, the best wood, the best trees, that beautiful forest, it's been raised to the ground. Va'ovo Merom Kitzo, and I'm coming to Merom Kitzo, the ultimate height, Yar Carmelo, the fruitful field, the forest that of his fruitful field. The Yar Carmelo, I'm about to get to the best place. Ani Karti, Sancheiriv is saying, Ani Karti, I've dug Vishasisi Moyim, and I've drank water. Chizkio, we learned, he blocked up the water supply, he figured the enemy shouldn't have what to drink. So Sancheiriv says, wherever I go, I'm successful. You don't think anybody else tried to cut off the water supply? Whenever I come into a place, I dig Vishasisi Moyim and I drink water, meaning whatever I do is successful. A lot of people dig for oil and they never find it. You know, you can dig and you don't find. But I'm successful. Anisha Karti, I dug Vishasisi Moyim and I drank water. Now, there was something that Chizkio did with the water. He put the water in between the walls of Yerushalayim. In Perek Chof Beis, it says, Umikva Asisim Bein HaChomosayim. There were two walls by Yerushalayim, an inner wall and there was an outer wall, and in between he made a moat with water. So if you have an enemy and finally is able to knock down and break through one of the walls, but then they have to cross over the water. It's So that slows the army. And then they got to get off the water, and then there's another wall. So first of all, in terms of the fact that Chizkiyahu blocked up the springs and the outer water supplies, ani karti v'shasisi moyim. I dug and I drank water. I'm not worried about that. I'm successful, and San Chayiv will manage without your water. V'achri b'chaf pa'omai, and I'll dry out with the bottoms of the feet of my men. B'chaf pa'omai, the soles of my feet, I can dry up kol ya'orei motzar, all of the rivers of motzar, a besieged city. You may have put water in between the walls, but if my men just step there and every foot gets a few droplets of water on it, the water's all gone. The army is just so numerous. So the water's not going to... That's no protection. And these are the words that you said. But halo shamatel mirochok, did you not hear from a distance when you were back in your land? Didn't you hear these words of the Nevi'im that said that you would be able to conquer the land? In fact, we mentioned earlier that Sancheirav had said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told me to come to this land and capture it. Because he had heard a Nevuah that he was going to conquer Shomron. And he assumed on his own that the same way he conquered Shomron, the same thing would be Yerushalayim. He had heard Nevuahs. The words of the prophets were publicized and were known. And he knew that Ashur was going to be the world empire. But halo shamata l'mirochok, didn't you hear this from far away when you were in your land? You knew that I said you'd become a ruler. But it's Osa Sisi, that I, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, did. I said that I was going to use you to punish the other nations. Mime kedem. And it wasn't even like it was just said now. Mime kedem, this was said much in advance. Vitzartiha. So you know that I'm the one who's created it. In other words, the whole idea wasn't just like, it wasn't just that I did it and I actually carried the plan into action. But I, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, had this plan, Mimei Kedem, from long ago, that this was the plan that you would be the one used to punish the nations. Rashi brings down Mimei Kedem is somebody like Sancheiriv, that's such a Rasha and so wicked. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Mimei Kedem, from Sheshes Yimei Bereshis, from when the world started, I've been planning for you. And Gehenim was arranged during Sheshes Yimei Bereshis. Way back from the beginning, I made a Gehenim for people like Sancheiriv. Mimei Kedem v'itzartia. But from way back, I've created it. Ata havesiha. But now I've actually brought it to action. That you should be able to destroy the land of Yehuda. Usehi. And it'll be lahashos galim, that I gave you the power, lahashos, to destroy, to raise. Galim is like piles of rubble, just desolate mounds. Nitzim. The Malbim learns nitzim is something that grows, like a yatzitzu, a nates is well, the blossom, what grows in the plant. But it's going to grow, it's going to be nitzim as orim betzuros. But eventually they're going to be fortified cities. Usehi, I used you lahashos to destroy the land, galim, and make it destroyed, desolate. But it's going to come back and it's going to be rejuvenated by Chizkiyahu as nitzim orim betzuros. It's going to grow as fortified cities. Other Meforshim learned that Galim Nitzim goes together. It means Atahavesia Usila Hashos Galim Nitzim Orim Bitsuros, that you took fortified cities and you were able to make it into Galim Nitzim, you were able to destroy it. but whatever you've done is only through me. Nitzim is an argy. You took off Arim Betziros, the fortified cities, and you made it Lahasho Skalim. You destroyed it as piles of rubble that have now grass and weeds growing on it. Nitzim, that's what you did with your Arim Betziros. But it's all being through Hashem. V'yoshvehen kitzrei yod. And what's happened till now is you came to a place, and those who lived there were shorthanded. They didn't have the power to stand against you. Chatu, they're crushed. Vavoshu, and ashamed. Hoyu esav soda, they're like the herbage of the field. V'rak deshan, the grassy vegetation. Chatzir gagos, the grass that grows on the rooftops. Ushtema lifnei kama, and the shtema is the grain that's blasted lifnei kama, before you have the full ear of grain. So you, wherever you went, you found that the people were powerless. But that was all my doing, Hashem says. And the way the Malbim explains, this was all a preparation that you'd made galim. You made the destroyed area, and now it's going to grow. It's going to become fortified cities again. The Yoshvein Kitzrei Yod, and though the people may have been shorthanded and they didn't seem to have any power, Chatu, they're crushed, Vavoshu, and ashamed. But they're not totally destroyed. Whatever you did was only the beginning for a rebirth. They're like the Esav Soda, like the grasses of the field and the herbage, the vegetation, that comes lifnei koma, before you have the grain, before the wheat grows, there's a green shoot, there's the foregrowth that comes before the wheat. The Gemara discusses how the shachas, before the grain comes up, there's a greenery that comes that the animals eat. But you found everybody powerless like the grass, but it's like the grass that comes lifnei koma, before the grain, that there's going to be sustenance, there's going to be success, and there's going to be growth in the land of Yehuda, around you, Yerushalayim, and all of what you've done till now has only been through the Koach of Hashem. We'll stop here, and Yitzhak Hashem, continue next week. Okay.